Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A few months ago, I took the divine service at one of our ELCE congregations. Now, across the street from this church building is a parade of shops, and above those shops are a number of flats. Well, on this particular Sunday morning, I arrived approximately 45 minutes before the service began. I entered the building and set everything up, when all of a sudden, there was this horrible row going on outside. Shouting, crashing, and banging, so I went outside to see what was going on. To my amazement, a young man was trying to kick down one of the doors on the flats. He was screaming obscenities at the young woman inside, who was doing everything she could to keep him out. Immediately, I rang the police and I told them what was going on and that they needed to hightail it over here right away to help out this young woman. As I watched and listened, I was amazed. This man began by shouting he was going to kill this woman if she didn't let him in. And that went on for a minute or two, then all of a sudden he stopped and his mood completely changed. Then he begged her to take him back. And he promised his undying love for her. He just wanted things to be the way they once were. But when he saw this didn't work, he began kicking and punching the door again and saying that he was going to break it down. And then a few moments later, he stopped again. And through floods of tears, he promised her that he wouldn't hurt her. He just wanted to come inside and collect his stuff, then he'd leave peacefully. Thankfully, the woman didn't buy it. Then the whole process started all over again. And as the police arrived and carted him off, all I heard him say was, "I just wanted it to be the way that it once was." Now, that was some way to begin a Sunday morning. And as I went inside the church and sat down and began pondering what I'd seen and heard, I thought this event was a microcosm of our human situation. For in the Garden of Eden, humanity experienced perfect fellowship with God. We knew Him, and we knew His love in its intimacy and its fullness. But then our sinfulness destroyed that relationship, and we were locked out of the garden, and we didn't have access to God's love anymore. And throughout history, we have tried to kick that door down, demanding that God would let us back into His presence. We threaten God that if He doesn't let us in, we won't love Him anymore. Then we suddenly change our tune. Maybe we need God's, so we try and sweet-talk Him. If He'll just let us back into His presence, we promise that we'll love Him and we'll be good. But God knows that we're only deceiving ourselves, for we are still rebellious at heart. And then we suddenly think that God has wronged us, and our anger flares up again. And we fail to realize our hopelessness and our helplessness. Yet all we want is that things would be the way that they once were. The good news is that God wants it to be the way that it once was too. Therefore, He sent Jesus Christ into our flesh to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven. It's only through His forgiveness that we can once again be welcomed into God's merciful presence. And God's gracious welcome is for this life and for the life to come. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, we hear Jesus say, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him, and I will eat with him, and he with me." Now this is the real deal. Restored fellowship and intimate love with God, just as it once was in the Garden of Eden. Christ and His bride, the church, will be joined together in one flesh, in everlasting harmony and bliss. Behold, Jesus knocks at the door, and He invites us to come into the banquet as His bride, clothed in His righteousness, healed from our blindness and our deafness, and rich in His glory. Knowing Christ means knowing eternal life. We will be in God's presence. There is no need to kick down the door because Jesus has destroyed the wall that separates us from God's gracious love. Jesus has torn apart the curtain that keeps us from God's presence. No, in Jesus Christ, everything will be just as it once was. Let us pray. Dearest Jesus, thank you for coming to us and breaking down all the barriers that separate us from the love of God. Lord, restore us, heal us, and bring us finally into your banquet, where we will be with you forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.